commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Good morning. If you were listening to the Jerry Bader Show earlier this week, you heard the latest Obamacare surprise. An insurance industry executive called in and shared a previously unknown nugget about the Bronze Plan. That's the lowest and cheapest of the four insurance policy categories that you would get to pick from in the federal exchanges. The Bronze Plan has the lowest premiums, which makes it most attractive to young people, the poor, and the working middle class. But it is a 60-40 policy, and we're finding that out for the first time. The insurance pays only 60% of the medical bill. Surprise, you pay the other 40%. Now, this is a percentage split that's been created for Obamacare. Such terms are non-existent in the private insurance market of today. Now, consider my personal story. I landed in the emergency room a few years ago. A car hit me while I was riding my bicycle. My only visible injuries were some cuts and bruises. It really wasn't a big deal. But no one was sure if I hit my head or not, so they insisted I went to the ER to see if I had a concussion. I was checked out by the attending physician. I was given the regular concussion protocol and then was sent off for a CAT scan. It later had to be interpreted by another doctor. The hospital billed my insurance company $6,800. Now, if I was a bronze policyholder, I'd be on the hook for $2,720. Needless to say, there are many, many young people who just don't have that much cash on hand. So what's the point of having insurance if you still get medical bills that you can't afford to pay? When pitching Obamacare to us, the president said, "In America, no one should face financial ruin just because they get sick." He repeated that applause line yesterday in Maryland. Well, do the math. If you have a bronze plan and have to stay in the hospital for 3 or 4 days, in Wisconsin, the average cost per night for inpatient care is $1,900. Many of us would be facing financial ruin if we weren't discharged by the end of this weekend. My point in sharing this story is that the specifics of the bronze policy comes as a complete surprise to almost everyone, and we're supposed to be signing up and picking our coverage next week. How many more surprises will there be?